it's very difficult to really know exactly why two communities that have lived side by side since time immemorial, who have intermarried and who have joined hands in the struggle against Sudan, and Ngok people having contributed to the independence of South Sudan, and Twitch people having hosted members of the Ngok community during times of distress. It is very difficult to explain why at this hour that they would do this to one another, causing so much destruction and so much distress and pain. Where people have killed essentially people who are their relatives. The only explanation we can really focus on is the failure of the state of South Sudan to be present in terms of security.
The border conflict between Abyei and the Twitch community has been going on for months. Your organization, the Sud Institute, published a paper early this year about what is driving that conflict between these two sisterly communities. You called it the Ngok-Twitch border conflict, a manifestation of botched socioeconomic development in South Sudan. In simple terms, what would you point out to be at the root of this conflict?
Well, it would be the authorities of the two areas. There is the administrative area of Abyei having authority over the market at Anet and Agok, and the Twitch County of Warab State having authority over that territory. And they disagreed on the border, most particularly because of the location of the market, which is a resource for the administrators. It's a resource for taxes and for businesses for some of the main government officials in counties and in the independent administrative area of Abyei. And so they were fighting over the market, and where the boundary is thought to lie is where one administrative area feels that they should be the one collecting the taxes. So this is really what is being referred to as an economic plan, which did not work. That in fact the sharing of resources should be based on the territorial boundaries instead of simply sitting down and addressing this issue of who should be collecting taxes where. And I think that is really the root of this outbreak of conflict.
How do you assess the response to the situation in Abyei from the government of South Sudan and from the peacekeeping mission in Abyei, UNISFA?
Right now, the Twitch people are accusing Ngok and UNISFA of attacking them together, including some elements from Nuba Mountains and from Assyria. On the other side, the Twitch are accusing, the Ngok are accusing the SSPDF, the South Sudan Defense Forces, together with Twitch militia, making claims that the kinds of weaponry that was exhibited 2 days ago, the artillery and the machine guns loaded on pickup trucks, could not have come from ordinary citizens, could not have come from ordinary militias. These must be people, either they are illegally appropriating the army and the army equipment to fight, or the army is deliberately involved in this. These are all conspiracies and not verified and not investigated. So my point is that In a situation where there is so much exchange of accusation and suspicion and conspiracy theories, what is at play is the state not being present in the lives of these people, present in a positive way, such as, first of all, breaking up the fight by putting a force in the middle so that there is no more loss of life. And then once that is done, investigate the root of the problem. And then once you have full information on what is going on, you now start on a reconciliation process, being able to find some people guilty of having done this, so that the state monopolizes the use of force.